Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com, broadcasting live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead, where it is officially packed now.
Yes.
People showing up, having lunch, having some drinks, hanging out. All the TVs are on, getting everybody hyped up for the weekend of football. Obviously, you know, more baseball over the weekend as well. And we'll be here till 2, so come by and say what's up to us. We'll get back into the big story of the day coming up in just a couple of minutes. The AMA at 1:40 as well. Phone lines will be open. It's Friday.
Yeah, man.
Make them as weird as you want, and we'll answer.
Why do we got to get weird on Friday?
I don't know. That's just what I've always said. I was curious, man.
But yeah,
it's not like we don't get weird on Tuesdays.
That's cool. I got my boy, my baby. He's a man now, but he's still always my baby, Isaiah. But I see a lot of papas with their sons out here right now, which is the coolest thing ever, hanging out with dad at Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Just remember the first time I took my son to an establishment like Twin Peaks.
I remember my dad, my Uncle Ken, and my Uncle Kurt would take us to Hooters every
once
in a while.
Yes, or Hooters. Yeah, definitely to
Hooters.
That
was a real treat for a young Andy Bunker. And my dad was always like, the wings are good. Well, they are.
But they are.
They're pretty good.
They are. It's a lot of fun to actually be in the house when you're eating them.
Yeah, right. There's other parts of it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. But yeah, it is a good Friday. Last hour of the show. We were just talking about – no, never mind. We got to talk. Like, again, the whole Brian Snicker thing, we love Brian Snicker. We really, really do. And we appreciate him. And obviously, he's helped our show out tremendously. We play his clips all the time. And we just want to wish him a very, you know, good retirement. Him and Miss Ronnie off to the – but don't fake the funk, bro.
What?
No, not him. People are talking about, like, we don't – like, you ain't on our station and stuff, right? I'm going to say it. Whatever. I don't care. They can't whoop my ass. All right? Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Don't get brand new, man. That's all I say.
Yeah, no, I.
Yeah, don't get brand new.
I agree. Also, like,
don't get brand new.
Let's just, let's just celebrate the great run of the guy that retired.
Because he's freaking awesome.
I get it's fun to debate all kinds of other stuff and argue about all kinds of other stuff, but, like, and look, whatever. Handle it however you want to handle it.
You know who the hell 99 Game is, all right?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Signal strong.
And I'll leave it at that.
So I'll
leave it at that.
I don't care how far out in the woods you live. Yeah. You can hear us.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, the Odyssey app travels, too.
And we'll leave it at that.
I was kind of over here living vicariously a little bit through Isaiah, though.
What
just
happened?
Asking him about this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, homecoming in Athens, huh?
Yeah, because the thing
what
about,
are you going to do?
The thing about
Tell me about it.
Yeah, because he's because obviously baby girl Kai is at Georgia.
Right.
All right. So he got a plug.
He does.
He got a plug. His sister goes to school there.
Yeah.
All right.
And she's a popular, like, friendly, nice person. So she has friends.
Yes, and his last name is McMichael.
Right.
So –
so that helps.
That helps.
That opens some doors.
All you got to do is go over to the spot where all of the going to be at.
Yeah.
Hey, who are you? I'm Randy Michael Simon. Because everybody knows him since he was legit.
Yeah.
Right, bam. In there.
Or, oh, that's Kai's brother? Oh, great. Oh, wow.
Dude,
look at that. And then you meet.
He know better, all right? Don't blow up your spot, man.
Yeah.
Because Because again,
but, you know.
Again, I mean, this is my boy. This is my baby right here. I've been knowing him for 20 years. All right? I would say, who know you? How long have I been knowing you? My whole life. Been knowing him his whole life. All right? Don't mess up your sister stuff going up there being.
Nah, yeah. You didn't mess anything up. Yeah. It's just, you know, that's a good introduction.
But no. Isaiah's a very, very respectful young man who's going to go up there and have a good time.
Yeah.
He's gonna go
have a good time. You can have a good, respectful time and have a good time.
Dude, I was 20 years old when I went to Georgia.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Imagine, and you're a respectful young man.
But imagine, like you know, it's still it's, like, there ain't nothing better, like, from April to October in Georgia at the University of Georgia in Athens, like, because the weather-wise and the thigh-wise.
Yeah.
Like, thighs and weather go together in Georgia.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, man. What do you think I'm talking about?
Yeah, I thought we were talking about the same thing.
We are. Oh, okay. I don't know. Okay, why are you looking at me like that's not like, what I was talking about?
Yeah, thighs and weather. And
when I said I was living vicariously through him, I'm saying
because I'm
thinking back to being 20 years old at homecoming on Friday night and all the fun that I had.
Man.
And I'm like, God.
Sweating like hell. That's when Nasty Dance was in, too.
I mean, I'm happy with
Nasty
my life.
Dance,
I'm not trying to go anywhere or
there's
do anything.
No way in hell I could do that no more.
I'm just reminiscing.
But you remember Nasty?
I got a good memory.
You remember, like, when I was in Georgia, from spring to now, Nasty Dance was out. Nasty Dancer, dance, yes. You know what? And you went to, Scarlett, you went to Indiana. Tell me they didn't have the gray shorts with the purple dogs on the back.
I didn't see, yeah, it did, actually. All yeah, right. Or pink. Yeah. It said the word pink.
Yeah, but it was the shot grays.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shot grays.
Yeah.
Shot grays.
Let's just take a moment. Remember it. And get to the big story of the day.
Woo, woo.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
That's all I was saying.
Nasty Dancer.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Hurting is hurting. It doesn't matter what age you are. You know, the more invested you are, the more you hurt. My question is, what are you going to double down on? You know, it's a different day and age of college football. Like, it's completely different out there. It's... we've accepted it as coaches. We have to do a good job of the players responding to it. And, you know, what do you double down on? I know more about my team right now than I did a week ago. I can guarantee you that. And that's what fires me up. And I got a lot of optimism after that game because I learned a hell of a lot more about my team than I had the previous weeks.
Yeah, I mean, look, that obviously. Yeah. I mean, it was the first real test of the year. I mean, I can't say that because obviously going to Tennessee and winning that game was a big test as well. So sorry that I misspoke on that one. But yeah, I mean, in SEC play against teams like Alabama or Tennessee or whoever else is coming down the pike, teams that are sort of in your weight class, you're going to learn more about them. And yeah, they lost the game for sure. So they failed the test.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of stuff that came out of that game where it's like, okay,
I
see
that. We can run the ball.
I see that. Yeah. Okay, that guy had a bad day. Again, terrible about the freshman receiver dropping the pass and then getting hurt in practice, and he's going to be out for the remainder of the year. It's not the freshman year that he was envisioning, obviously. Hopefully he can get right and be back next season. But yeah, I mean, this one tomorrow, you're still going to learn a lot about him. Because they need to come out and forget what happened last Saturday and beat the hell out of Kentucky.
Yeah, man.
Because they're better than them.
Yeah, man. Oh, as Orange just said, Kilo. Ooh, ow. Yeah, that was another one. But, no. You know, the biggest thing about learning and hurting and all those different things is, we talked about it so long, don't let Alabama beat you twice. All right? And Kirby, you know.
They don't do that really.
That's why I was going to say that. Kirby don't really allow that too much. And so I think the biggest thing is, be in control from the start. Game control. 20 is basically a three touchdown.
Yep.
Go beat them by three touchdowns. All right. Allow, you know, different Paliki and all those other guys to get in the game. Paliski, I mean, to get be able to get in the football game and go out there and have a good time. Because right now, you know, we know we have an Alabama problem, whatever. We talked about it all earlier this week. Georgia's still one of the best teams in America. All right. Georgia is a measurement from what people Osmec, I mean, from Cart. No, from Gunner having the first down. Like Roddy said, you play away, play your catch there, catch there, away from. But yeah, you can still get on the same way with Alabama. What if Ron Woodson dropped a touchdown?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you got so many what ifs with this team. But go on, kick Kentucky in their face. Yeah, they're physical. They can run the football. They got best, statistically, one of the best runners in the SEC. Statistically. So? Yes. You know what they want to do? You know what they want to do because they can't throw the football.
Yeah.
So they want to line up. They want to try to shorten your neck, as Dave Archer said.
Well, you have, talent-wise, one of the best defenses in the SEC.
Yes.
Now, hasn't looked like it yet.
Yes.
There's been moments,
but
there's also been busts. I think
the biggest thing is that we have the best defense in the country.
Yeah, and it was so far and away the best defense in the country that,
that
backups on the team were going to be All-Americans.
Yes.
But nobody has that anymore.
That's true.
Right? Like, that's the thing. And, you know, what happened last week with Alabama and the game before against Tennessee is just the new reality of college football. Like, there's not going to be teams that are that much better than other good teams. Like, Georgia won the national championship game by 58 points a couple of years ago.
Yes.
That's how far and away they were.
You remember how we came in here with the keys to the game? You can't let 22. We can't let him touch the ball.
Oh, yeah. When we were talking about TCU.
Yeah. I was just selling it. And then I was like, man, we about to beat the dog.
Yeah, I was like, nice try. What was the guy's name? Dugan?
Dugan. I was like, yeah, Dugan's a fine quarterback.
Was that Dugan? Duggan.
Yeah, he's a fine quarterback, Andy, and they have all the – you remember me trying to sell that to you?
Dude, Georgia's third string scored 30 points in that football game.
Yeah,
but, yeah, but that's what it was, obviously. And that was – if it was Georgia that year, it's been Michigan the year after that, just had dudes on top of dudes. And Ohio State last year obviously got it together in the playoff and looked really good. To me, that's what it is. It's a war of attrition until you get into the 12, and then hopefully you can lean on how – talented roster that at that point is also well seasoned because you played 12 or 13 games to get there. Like, Georgia is one of those teams. You gotta look like it.
That's it.
Yeah.
You show up. Show up on Sunday and let's get ready to go. I mean, I'm sorry, Saturday, and let's get ready to go. It's a noon game. This game should be over by 1:30.
Yeah.
It should be over by 1:30 where you're like, okay. I'm not saying you got past that loss to Alabama. Because it sucks.
I hope it does. Like, that's just my thing about, like, because obviously the first game was fine. The second game, you know, clearly they were sort of looking ahead to Tennessee. What's gone on with Georgia, and it's not just this year, in big games, is they find a way to either start slow and get down big or start slow and let teams that aren't as good as them
play around.
Hang around.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, clearly that was the key to the game so many times last year. Like, it would be really nice to see them get that taken care of a little bit this season.
Yeah.
And so far they haven't in the SEC.
Yeah, don't let them hang around. Just go ahead and punch them in their damn face and get it over with. Okay. Hey, Ma, it's homecoming. So everybody, Mom and Daddy, come out for homecoming.
Yeah.
Go to get your stuff out there now. And go handle your business.
Yeah.
I ain't going to be like Folk Ash. They ain't no pillow lady and the fish fry lady.
No?
No, nah, not in Athens.
Oh.
Yeah, not in Athens.
With
the Falcons off this Sunday, we have an NFL triple header coming up on Sports Radio 910. The game that starts at 9:15 a.m. on this Sunday with the Vikings taking on the Browns in London. After that, it's the Cowboys and Jets, followed by the Lions at the Bengals. It's all brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. Three big NFL games all this Sunday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, we're going to come back and break down in depth the divisional series games in baseball. Oh, Randy took his headphones off. He didn't hear me say that.
I heard you. That's why I took my headphones off.
No, we're not. We'll talk about some of the other games on a college football Saturday, some of the highlights from an NFL Sunday coming up as well. Nice for Falcons fans to just kind of kick back and watch the rest of the league play. Enjoy that win from last Sunday as well. We'll be right back right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whoa, whoa!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh! I hope we're still doing this with Jack as Isaiah's age. And he can sit here with us in the bar and I can do stuff like that too. That'll be fun. That'll be fun. You just sit there, try to keep a low profile while Dad sings loudly in the bar. It's beautiful. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Funk Friday, final couple of segments for us here of the week. Thanks again for hanging out with us. We're at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. About 15 minutes away from the AMA. We'll get the phone lines open like we always do to wrap the show up. Just need you to load up the phone lines and ask us anything you want at 404-726-0929. As always, anybody who stops by and says what's up gets a shout-out.
Yes.
Shout-out to Quentin.
Yes. Quentin was so cool. Quentin came over to speak. Loves the show. And what was that guy that we just talking about because he left? The gentleman.
I did shout him out.
Yes, you
I did. I don't remember.
But it's just so funny because, like I said, my boy is here and my son, and we're having the debate. Not necessarily a debate, but he likes his wings. He has chicken wings while we're up here,
uh-huh.
And he likes some flats.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, it don't really matter, but I prefer flats. So and the face that you made right then when we were talking about the difference between the flats and the drum.
Yeah.
Because how he just ate the chicken. I might fight him.
I know you were. First of all, you were already mad because he left quite a bit of meat on the bone. And Abe's the most disappointed because you know what Abe does to a chicken bone. That thing looks like
I'm very upset about it.
Yeah, but then it was. I wasn't so much. I'm not in disagreement. I was. I felt like I was listening to
a debate.
But a high level
Wang's debate.
Intellectual. Conversation between two philosophers
because
the opinions and like the passion with which the opinions were given about the flats and the drums that's what I was
impressed
with.
I don't care I like
give me
flat,
some wings
I don't care either but I prefer flats over drums but I don't care like some people just really want flats
right and some people really want drums
because
you can order
one,
like all of one
but I refuse to pay an extra like
$8
yeah, for all flats.
Yeah, pay you extra.
It's all chicken.
Now, I will say, when I order, if you order an even number of wings, 10, 12, 20, whatever, I do want them to be even. I want 10 flats and 10 drums.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't want 12 drums and 8 flats.
The thing about it is, I eat my chicken wings. Now, don't nobody eat chicken wings like Abe Gordon.
No.
Like I get.
He's
this.
A piranha. Every morsel. Everything.
A piranha.
Meat is gone.
Yeah, he gets,
the tendons
he
are gone.
He gets after it, but no.
Some people, you could look at the corpse of their wings and tell what the seasoning was or what the flavor was.
Right.
It's like, oh, he got buffalo wings. Oh, those were lemon. Not Abe. You couldn't tell.
You can't tell what Abe.
You wouldn't have any idea what those things were flavored
like. And that's the thing about it.
Which I respect.
They put it out. And I wanted to read this because we were talking about getting our own Chattanooga whiskey.
Okay, yeah.
It seems like it's something that we might be able to do. Not saying that we can. But, I mean, Dan texts me, you know, and it's something that we should look into. Because I would love to be on the bottom.
So would I.
I would love to be on the bottom.
I got a short list of career goals left. Yeah. We've done it.
Yes.
I want that.
Yes.
I want you and me on a bottle of whiskey.
Yes.
And to like kind of help design whatever.
Yes.
All that. I want to throw out a first pitch at a game.
Okay.
And I want this show to be referenced by some Atlanta rapper. I want some Atlanta rapper to talk about riding around listening to Andy and Randy.
That's going
to
happen.
In a song. And those are it, really, at this point.
But I'm saying, if I'm on
the and the Golden Spike. And the Golden Spike.
It's a doggone shame that we ain't done it yet. I've seen some of the cats do it, and I still, like, if we show up at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, ain't nobody going to say who?
No.
Because everybody know us.
They'll know.
I say who all the time.
Me too. Who's that? Oh, he's in some Netflix show?
No.
Great.
But we are the men of the people. If you put me on a whiskey bottle, I'm going to have overalls on with one strap and no shirt.
Oh, man. Like the old, like Vince Wilfork?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
That sounds great.
Yes.
What am I wearing? What am I dressed up as on the bottle?
I don't know.
Because that's a great outfit. I can't just be... Although, I've been kind of wearing my Cool Friday shirts out.
What the hell is a Cool Friday shirt?
Well, you know, normally I have my T-shirts, whatever, pretty standard.
I mean, I like the shirt,
but, like,
though.
Since we've been out,
what is that right there?
It's a company called Howler Brothers.
I like that.
Do you remember when I got scammed on Facebook a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I do.
You remember that?
Yes, I do.
That was by somebody pretending to be this company.
Right.
I really like the stuff they
I
make.
Like the shirt.
But it's pretty expensive. So when it was on there, it was like 80% off Howler Brothers. I was like, click. And they got me for like $75. Not the worst. I'm like Devin in Kansas City. $75. but they had a great sale at when we were in North Carolina last weekend, and it was like 40% off already marked down. Because I don't know. I'm not a maybe that's another career goal. We'll get to paying full price for Howler Brothers stuff someday.
Yeah, please.
But I like the 40% off already marked down. But yeah, it's kind of like
I like the shirt.
Kind of like a Western style shirt.
I like
the
shirt. My thing with me is when because I'm shopping now.
Something Abe's dad would wear, and I'll take that as a compliment because Abe's dad's a cool guy.
Damn sure would be something like because now I'm in the investment of like winter clothes.
Okay. Because
I wear sweatpants and everything, and then I've been wearing the same sweatpants in our show for a long time. So it's time to switch it up and everything like that. So different brands that I like, they're having sales.
Okay.
I got all the shorts and everything. The biggest thing with me is. I got to wear them because, like, I like those. I'm the dude that's the last person to throw away your old underwear because it's so comfortable.
Sure.
I can't get rid of them sweatpants, man. They're just so comfortable.
You have, and this is not, this is just true. I'm not a criticism or a compliment or anything. You have come to work in stuff you got when you played for the Rams.
Yes.
Which, you know, great. That's fine.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
Still comfortable, fits, all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
But, yeah, like, that's made a couple moves with you.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, you moved across and back.
I have the first ever Georgia sweatsuit I got when I went to Georgia. Our tribal sweatsuit.
You still have that?
Yes.
That's great.
Now, no. Again, it's still big on me.
Uh-huh.
I was 214 pounds.
Yeah, but things were cut bigger back then.
Yeah,
you know?
I was 214 pounds when Coach Donovan gave me that switch.
What was that, like 2000?
Yes.
Yeah, like that was a baggy clothes time.
So, yes. You remember the big gray sweatsuit I wear?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I got that from Coach Rick Nim my rookie year in Georgia. I think I got to shrink my wardrobe up a little bit.
Well, you said you were trying to work on getting rid of some of those T-shirts.
Yeah, not to the point where you see all my business. But
like European cut.
Yeah, man.
Well, I will remind you.
I don't rip the last European cut pants.
I will remind you that earlier this week, you came to work with a hole in your shorts because they were European cut, and you like to sit like that.
Yes, but the thing about it is I just got to slow down my get-out car.
Okay. Yeah, you leg too
I ripped when I got up the other European cuts. I was picking up a
Can't help it. You've always had a good first step, Randy.
I do. But
can't
I'm
help
saying,
it.
I got to lay off the Euro cut.
Quick off the line.
I got to lay off the ones where when you're buying something and instead of the size you wear, it says the Euro and then your size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because Euros ain't built like me.
Do you? Not many of them.
There
might be a couple like center backs.
Yes. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. South Georgia got a different kind of thickness to them. Yeah, Shout out to my man Brad Sparks. They headed down to they headed down to Fort Valley State.
Oh, great!
Yeah, so hey, Brad,
for homecoming.
Yeah, tell the young lady when you get on College Drive with the pillows and the chitlins. Randy said hello. I know she might be 112 now, but
she's still kicking.
Yeah, tell her I said hello.
Chitlins add life expectancy, Randy.
They do.
You live longer.
But yet y'all want to eat oats.
Well,
y'all want to eat.
Grandma Bonnie was in her 90s.
Yeah, y'all want to eat oats and seaweed and.
You're the one eating seaweed.
Chips.
Seaweed chips.
It's a difference.
Do you think, because remember when we were kids, like if you wore pants that were too tight or if the high water came up too high.
You get your ass clowned.
You get clowned. Do you think kids get made fun of for having baggy stuff now?
Oh, man.
Because like the tight stuff is, you know. That's still pretty. That's
but
it.
I don't know if it's like it was. Okay. Like I don't know nobody. Like you know, I don't hang out with nobody who wear tight pants. I don't wear no. I don't hang out with people who like wear the tight pants around the ankles. Because that was always my thing with men, is having tight ass ankle jeans. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I know you want to show off your sneakers, but like when your ankles, when your thing look like them joggers,
right?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Doesn't that feel it would
with jeans?
Feels like it would be uncomfortable too.
But if you got joggers,
chafe your ankle bone.
If you got joggers like that, that's fine. But your jeans,
yeah, I'm with you.
You know what I mean? Like again, I said no man should ever have to lay on the bed and pull his pants up. You know what I'm saying? And do that little jiggle.
Yeah.
No man should ever do that. I'm sorry. You got to wear no pants. You got to wear the pants that damn tight. I'm sorry. You know. If I can see
they're too small.
If I can see your identification through your wallet because your damn pants are damn tight.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, that's just how I am. I ain't gonna ever get over that. My granddaddy told me that a long time ago. My granddaddy told me that you should not have to put baby powder on your thighs to put your jeans on.
It's a good lesson.
I'm like, whatever that means, granddaddy. Fine.
Thank you for the wisdom.
No, you should not have the men should not have the slide in the jeans.
I agree.
You put on jeans.
Yeah.
It's a difference. Yeah. Like inching them up.
One
like,
leg at a time.
No, Andy, you know the inch up
like, oh, yeah. like when you're putting on like
football pants.
Or
like you're putting on football pants. Right there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I wanted my football pants to be tight as hell, you know what I mean? But yeah, I want you to see my jogger.
No, I don't.
Good times.
Good times. There we go. There's the fashion rules for the midday show.
The Falcons are off this weekend, so.
Falcons are off. We're talking about tight jeans, people. Talking about tight jeans and baggy ones, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember
it was a great thing when you used to put your jeans over your belt when you had a nice belt buckle. Now they just wear high-water shirts now, Andy.
You don't even have to tuck it in.
You got
to
tuck it in no more. Again, granddaddy always told me.
Tuck the big shirt into the two-way pager on the side.
That's what I'm saying. If you can raise your hands up like that and all you see is belly button.
That's how we know it's time for Jack's pajamas to go away. Those don't fit anymore. When he wants you to pick them up and the belly button comes out, all right, he can't wear those anymore.
Yeah,
if that happens when you put your hands up, you need to get a bigger shirt.
Yeah.
All right. final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Believe it or not, that was not the AMA.
No.
The AMA is coming up next. You're going to ask us questions on any topic you want. We'll answer them clearly. 404-726-0929. Load the phone lines up on a Friday afternoon. We'll ask anything you want, but we'll answer anything you ask after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes,
stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap things up here on a Funk Friday live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Again, shout out to everybody that came by and said hello. We always appreciate it.
No doubt.
Always appreciate it when we're out and about.
$5 for a tabletop. Like, I just, and that's why I got on that tangent. And it's Orange's fault about don't act like you don't know. Because I just saw Orange tweet.
No, I wouldn't say fault. I think that's Orange
like,
credit.
Yeah, like don't be trying to, all right? You know what I mean? You know, I'm a very respectful person, especially if I like you. If I don't, then I don't give a damn about you. I would respect your ass all day.
But respectfully.
But no, not respectfully. So disrespectful. But I respect this man. But don't be trying that now. That's the only reason I saw, because I just saw Orange tweet from yesterday. But the Orange keep texting me, because I'm telling you, when Kilo was, man, please.
What I would like
so
is.
Love. Look at Abe, no.
What do you think would happen? Bro. What do you think would happen?
Every word of that song.
Abe, no.
Every word.
What do you think would happen if that or one of the other songs that was popular at that time came on at like a homecoming?
Someone's
brain. For young people.
I'm telling you right now. Oh, I don't know.
No, not for us. I'm saying for like, if it's a bunch of college kids and they put on stuff that was popular like, when we were in college.
What is this? Oh, my God.
No, they still know that song.
Oh, do they?
I bet they still know that song.
In Georgia,
okay. I bet they still know that song. It got passed down.
Okay, good.
You can't sing all of it, Randy.
Certain things.
You barely sing any of it, to be honest.
Some of the lyrics.
You barely sing any
of it. A lot of the lyrics. Keep to ourselves. All right, let's we got two phone lines available, 404-726-0929 if you want to jump on. I know I've said this before because we changed the clock a long time ago, but AMA is long now. It's 15 minutes. We're going to get to a lot of phone calls, so load up the phone lines. Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
What's up, fellas?
Randy,
I want to put y'all something. So that Cutwater that your son asked you about,
yes, this my
is
son
a
said
real
Cutwater.
Silly. Yeah, like, this is a
what?
Real silly TikTok trend. The Cutwater has 12.5% alcohol. And they're mixing it with Casamigos or any kind of tequila and see who can drink the much. And then they'll film you on TikTok stumbling. It's nuts, dude. Wow. I'm going to take y'all take on that.
Well, okay. Mike, my son is 20 years old. He's a college student. Ain't got no money. So,
Right.
Yes. But.
Cash out.
I don't care what no Casamigos and all that other stuff is. I can buy my own Casamigos. I don't drink no cut water. All right? I drink tap water.
Is cut water seltzer?
That's Isaiah.
Is that a seltzer? No.
Isaiah says it's not a seltzer. Okay. Don't care. All right? I like my water. I spick it. I like spicker.
We covered that yesterday.
Yes, I like spicker. I don't even like bottled water.
I like my water to go through 20 to 50 feet of rubber hose.
And then what's that
before
word?
I drink it.
Exactly. What's the word you taught me yesterday?
Huh?
The plumbing word.
The P-trap.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. No, I'm not even going to damn say that.
Yes. You guys want the real story behind that?
Behind what?
What that is?
What is what?
What
you call that?
I don't know.
The purpose it actually serves?
I'll just say yes.
You don't want the restore. Go on.
I'll say no. Yeah, I say no.
I will say I'll reveal this to you in a moment of honesty. I did try a Cutwater.
I already know who you are.
In 2024.
I already know who you are.
April of 2024.
You pretended like you never heard of it, didn't know what it
No, I didn't pretend like I didn't know what it was.
Why?
Because we were at the beach, and it was I didn't purchase it. It was purchased
by
my mother-in-law.
Okay, well, you know how I feel about Julie.
Well, yeah, but so all the stuff Julie does doesn't mean I should do it.
Right.
But, they, you know, she was like, oh, this is good. And I said, is it a seltzer? And they said, no, it's not a seltzer. I was like, all right, good. I'll be in the clear.
How many you drink?
It was disgusting. I took a sip. It was awful.
Yeah.
Okay. I promise, Randy, it was. I only took a sip, man.
Yeah, okay. Man.
I took one sip.
Hold on.
I took one sip.
Because I got to base something off of my man, Bo Johnson. Because Bo hurt my heart yesterday. What did he say? He was saying that he said something and it hurt my heart. I was like, Bo was the last one. Bo, do you drink Cutwater?
So I just actually sent y'all a text about that. The only thing we have to worry about with them is they could be chained or linked to possible sponsors. So I wasn't going to say anything over the air about them.
Oh. You know what I meant was actually that it was delicious.
Yeah, that's why Bush is no longer on board.
And that everyone should drink it.
That's why Bush went away.
It's actually really good.
Yeah.
And I was just kidding.
My bad.
Opposite day.
Yeah.
Opposite day. I don't like the idea of TikTok, like, mix all the booze together and drink them and film it trends. When I was in college, do you remember 4 Loko?
No.
You don't remember 4 Loko? No. Okay. It still exists, but, like, when 4 Loko was really 4 Loko and it had, like, meth in it.
Right.
That's where all the kids died at Central Washington University because they were trying to shotgun 4 Loko cans. Don't be doing drinking trends.
You're
just going to get hurt.
Yes. I agree.
Just enjoy yourself. All right, James is in Gainesville. Hey, James.
Hey, Andrew, Randy. I have two questions. Where do you think the Falcons would have been at if they drafted Justin Fields? Do you think we could have been a playoff team if we had gotten? And then I had a question for Randy. And that is, I wanted to know if you ever buy like Pat McCarthy and look for like your player cards when you play. You know, if you ever go through like Pat and play your own cards. And I was sort of wondering if you about that.
Oh, thank you, James.
Appreciate it. Thanks, James.
I think the second question was about packs of cards.
Oh, do I have packs of cards? Yes, we have cards. Yes. Tops and everybody's things. Is it Upper Deck? Whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. Those are both.
Yeah, we said there's hundreds of cards. So there's plenty of cards all around the house somewhere right now.
Well, and we, you know, during COVID, when we didn't have anything to talk about, we would get those, like, full sets of the 2004 whatever Upper Deck.
Yeah.
And we would just go through them every day, and Randy would tell stories about the other players, and then we finally found Randy and Hugh and all that.
Yeah, but no.
That was pretty fun.
I have plenty of football cards of myself, which is always so cool. Who did they take that year?
I don't remember.
Because Justin was number 11.
I remember we wanted him to take
Justin
Fields.
Did they take Kyle Pitts that year?
It might have been Kyle Pitts. I don't know. I mean, Justin Fields has never made the playoffs as a starting quarterback. I know he was on the Steelers last year, but I feel like, I don't know, they probably made the right choice on that one.
I think so. I think this thing, and every time, and it's been crazy after every week, after the whole offseason of people – bashing this guy's like, oh, we gotta pay Kyle.
We had to cut him last summer.
Yeah.
Now
gotta pay Kyle.
It is funny because I kept all the cards that we pulled, you know, like you and Hugh and everybody. And I'll show Lily every once in a while, like, that's Uncle Randy right there. She's like, what do you mean? He's playing football. I was like, well, yeah, he used to play football, like in professional football. And she's like, nope. That's not true.
That's the funniest thing. And I think, you know, my babies, they're so funny because, like, Isaiah was, you know, Isaiah remembers all of the ball. Kai, like, she was, like, remembers a little bit.
Right.
Samson
has
nothing. Yeah. But Samson knows everything. You know?
He was born after you were done, right?
Yeah. And so that's always the thing when you look at, like, Isaiah got a chance to actually watch his dad and everything like that. But I was saying about that part about it. It's like, I don't mention it unless they mention it. I'm like, hey, you know, your dad was this and this and that. I don't ever mention it, but they always bring it up to me. And, Dad, you remember this right here? It's like, yeah, I kind of do because that's me actually remembering that play.
You have a very good memory when it comes to games.
But it's always great.
There's no question
it's
about that.
Great.
All right, Sam's in Atlanta. Hey, Sam.
What's going going on, Andy, Randy? How are you guys on this fine Friday?
Hey, good, man. How you doing?
So I got a question. So when the Bills come to town next week, we already know that the Bills Mafia is going to be well represented. I'm expecting around 40%. And my question for you is, since the Falcons won this week,
we're losing.
Hello?
Yes, Sam. We can hear you now. Finish your question. Thanks.
So I was saying that since the Falcons won last week, and we already know that Bills Mafia is going to be in the Ben seat. Do you think it will be, number one, I got two questions. Number one, do you think it will be as bad as it was had the Falcons lost last week, even in the lieu of that 30-0 shutout? Uh-huh. And number two, and I know Atlanta, we are a very transient city. We have people come from all over. They bring their teams with them. So opposing team fan takeovers have been a thing here for many years. Do you think the best way for that to kind of settle it down or maybe curb it is for a consistent win? Those are my two questions.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely if they win more, it'll be easier to keep the other team out.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of Bills fans.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of Bills fans in this.
We understand that. We understand the Bills fans follow. Bill fans travel. But also we know this here in Atlanta. Most teams do here in the city.
Yeah. It's a good trip. Yeah. I mean, you live in Buffalo. So
yeah.
It's a good trip.
I've been to Buffalo. I told you, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. You said some nice things about Buffalo.
Yeah, no,
I've never been to Buffalo.
They got
some
thick Hershey chocolate kisses up there, boy.
Woo!
But I'll tell you this.
I don't think it will be any different based
than
on the fact that if you flip-flop the Washington game and the Carolina game, and Carolina was more recent, I don't think it'll be any different.
I think it'll be different.
You really?
I think Buffalo fans are, again, I played that division for all of this. Now, I know I live in Miami, so who don't want to come to damn Miami for Buffalo, like you said? But the thing about it is that don't matter unless you let it matter.
All I'm saying is there would be the same amount of Bills fans on Monday Night Football had the Falcons just lost to the Panthers, or if they just beat the Commanders. And, you know, quiet them down.
Quiet them down.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be this crazy. Let's go quiet all that. I just want to see somebody. I bet they won't take their ass down. You know, they'd be on Northside Drive. I bet they won't go left down Hollowell past that soul food restaurant down Bankhead Highway, jump through no got dog on.
They will not.
No, they ain't.
No, they will not.
All right.
They will be right there.
Yeah. Exactly.
In close proximity to the stadium.
Yeah, but they won't go around that corner.
You guys want to take a ride? Let's go over to Vine City.
Yeah, let's go over there. Let's go over there and break them up tables.
Walt is in Atlanta. Hey, Walt.
What's up, fellas? Real quick, I hope Randy don't fuss at me about this, but
I probably
fellas,
will.
This is a this is a PSA to all my fellas. I really don't have no question today. Y'all monitor y'all wives' Cardi B intake, please. My wife just keeps sending me. She's sending me messages about this so-called beef that she got going on with Nicki Minaj, and I'm like, God Almighty! Like, and she was like, "Did you read it?" And I'm like, "No." So then my wife literally just read it all to me, and I'm exhausted. Hey,
Walt, thank you. I said something to Andy yesterday. I was like, "Cardi B and Nicki Minaj are beefing." I said that because my wife texted me.
Yeah.
All right. I don't.
And what did I say?
Oh,
are they?
What the hell are they beefing about?
My response was, which one of them has an album coming
out? I don't care.
I don't either.
Okay. All right. You know what this beef means? We get to see more areolas. Okay. Because you know Cardi B.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She'll have a wardrobe function or two.
Exactly. Why she gets playing it.
I will say this on Walt's behalf. I do also have she doesn't talk to me about that.
Right.
But I do have a wife that will just sit there and read me the internet.
Oh.
Like we were sitting there last night, you know, pretty good Thursday night football game. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm listening. But it's, ha-ha. It's like, oh, what? And then she'll just tell me something that was not worthy of that response.
I don't do that.
What?
When she says, baby, ha ha ha.
Oh, I'm always like, what? What happened?
So don't say what.
Anything interesting?
Don't say what.
Oh.
All right, don't say what.
Oh, there's a One Tree Hill podcast coming out?
See, exactly.
Awesome.
Don't say what.
Great.
Don't say what. You get away with saying, not saying what.
All right, final caller here, Verbal in Atlanta. Hey, Verbal.
Hey there, guys. We're having a fictional football draft from all of the movies. You know, Remember the Titans?
Yeah.
You got stuff, you know, The Water Boy, know, The Replacements. And we were having a debate here, man, about who should be the number one pick. And I am going with Bobby Boucher from The Water Boy. I was trying to see that from the football movies. What would be you guys' number one fictional draft? Who you take it to be your team with?
Oh, nice. I mean, Alex Mack.
Sure. Defense win championship.
Laser Bear Claw Stinger.
You guys are both on the same page as far as defense win championship.
Alex Mack. No, not Alex Mack. Alvin Mack.
Alvin Mack.
Alex Mack, actually pretty good player.
Alex Mack he might be in the real world.
Or give me Donnell Jefferson junior year.
What's that one?
He was a program tailback.
Okay. Give me Tim Riggins.
Man, please.
Tim Riggins is, I don't care.
Tim Riggins was a region four.
If he wasn't, if he wasn't, he ended up addicted to meth. Or maybe that was a different movie he was in.
That was a different ass movie he was in.
But he did time. I need Riggins.
That was
man.
A way different damn movie.
Give me Riggins. Yeah,
you give me Donnell Jefferson. Give me sophomore year Donnell Jefferson when he gets all the totes. And give me Alvin Mack.
Who do I really want? What was Jamie Foxx's character?
Willie Beeman.
Give me Willie Beeman.
Can I get the kicker?
I need a mobile quarterback.
Can I get the kicker from Replacements if he's cleared all of his mob issues? Yeah, that guy could boot, man.
I thought you were right.
What?
Nothing.
Thought what?
We're good to go. It's Friday, man. Let's go home.
All right.
Time to go home.
Let's get takeaways of the day.
Time to go home. Riley's a big tight end guy.
Riding the balls, he did in fact say that. That's where the show went off the rails,
yes,
by the
it
way.
Did.
We were good for 45 minutes, and then Roddy said that. Randy, born hard. Isaiah, born squishy. Also, Devin provided the money shot.
Yes, thank you, Devin. Damn it.
He actually sent it to Abe, and Abe provided, I thought. When you get to the butt smear, there's a wall around it. Just use a stethoscope.
Reminder, Randy, keep putting them out your mouth.
Yes.
And things that go together, like thighs and weather.
What a line.
Nothing.
What a line.
Thighs and weather.
Poet laureate. Then Randy McMichael.
Thighs and weather.
I don't like the phrase, keep it, out, like keep my name or whatever, keep putting them out of your mouth.
Yes.
Something about that phrase.
But you know who says that? Sensitive ass. Just like my boy Corey and Devin, sensitive ass Putnam County folks.
Have a great weekend. Don't be sensitive.
Hey, man, be nice to a damn each other.
Right, but, you know, do it in a tough way.
Yeah, exactly. Go Dogs.
Talk to you Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.